Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, and I'm bringing you a short episode that is going to be overpacked with value. Very often, we get so overwhelmed with so many like tools and strategies and exercises when we are creating our dream life that we don't remember that simpler it is, better it is, because when it's simple, we don't have to overthink it. We can go, we can do it. And so today, I'm going to share with you one of my tools, one of my exercises that I am doing every single morning, and especially when I'm manifesting, attracting something in my life. Because I truly wholeheartedly believe that the power of visualization, it's incredible. And when I started on my, you know, spiritual journey and love of attraction and all of these good things like manifestations, I was such a skeptic. I was always saying, well, I need to see it so I can believe it. Well, sometimes we can see it in our own mind first, because your mind knows no difference between what is a memory and what you are visualizing, what you are creating in your mind. So I'm a huge, huge, huge fan on vision boards. So I'll probably record another podcast episode on vision boards, because I have so many people who are messaging me in DMs and asking me, you know, like, how am I manifesting all of these amazing like free trips, my ideal client, the love of my life. And vision board and journaling were huge, huge, huge tools for me. And today I'm going to share with you something that I'm doing every morning. So for those of you who are watching on my YouTube channel, you will be able to see that today I'm bringing you my dream jar. What is it, you're asking? Well, so as we have vision boards, so we can see what we want to be manifesting, sometimes visualizations get really overwhelming, because it's like our thoughts, our minds, it's like a monkey mind, and we get so busy, and it's like, I don't see anything, it's black, like, I'm like, what's wrong with me? I cannot see anything. It's just like overwhelming. So what I started to do is I have this beautiful jar. My friend Joanne, she gave it to me. So shout out to Joanne. And it has like a beautiful turtle on the top. And it's actually from Hawaii, which is going to be my next place to go. We're going to Bali in just, you know, a couple of weeks. So, oh my gosh, super excited about our retreat, Flow and Fire on 11/11. So that was on my vision board too. I'll tell you the story next time. But this one, it's like a beautiful small sea turtle a jar. And what I do is I write down all of my desires, the things that I really want to be manifesting, that I want to visualize on paper, like a big sheet of paper. Then I cut it up and I fold it. So every morning I draw out of this jar, one by one, three things. three things that I want to visualize. And there is like I said, if you're on YouTube, you can see that it's like full of my wishes and desires. Some of them are like long life desires. Like I'm buying a house for my grandma and she's so excited in her new garden. And so I really write like 2-3 sentences. Some of them, it's like one sentence. And some of them are, you know, different. Like they're like one sentence. So for example, right now, what I drawn out as I'm here live with you, it's, we are selling tickets with ease and confidence for our Bali retreat. And by the first week of October, we sold 2 or more tickets that cover all of our trip with ease. And I want it by 10, like October 8, 2019. You don't have to be writing their date by when you want it, but I think it's more fun, you know, like when you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I did it. You know, I did it by that date. Some people, they like to surrender and really just let it happen whenever it's meant to happen. For me, it's just fun, like by when I want it. And so what I do, I draw one out. I have a timer on YouTube. Like I typed in like 2 minutes meditation music. I put my headset on. And I just sit with my back straight and I visualize what is on this piece of paper. And I really go in there and each time it's different. What's amazing about this, that when we want to visualize like our dream home or attracting the love of our life or our dream clients or, you know, surpassing the 5-figure month or 6-figure month, whatever it is for you, or seeing your healthy toned body, sometimes it can be really overwhelming because like I said, your mind will go in so many different directions. This is going to help you to stay focused on that one thing that you want to be visualizing. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun. Like I'm like drawing here. And again, it's about Bali. And I have there like things that I want to retire my mom, buy a house to my grandma. Also about our 2 future kids. And this ticket is, we are selling 8 or more tickets to Bali retreat with amazing people who are so trusting, positive, and eager to bring balance in their lives to impact even more people. And this is by 1st of November 2019 because our retreat is on 11/11. So it's really important to write it down in the way that feels good to you. So when you draw it out, you can really connect with it emotionally, see it, feel it, hear it. Like I can smell the breeze on Bali and the palm trees and the environment and our beautiful luxurious villa. I can really see like we are sitting there on an eco beach with the members of our Bali retreat and we are, you know, doing the exercises that we have prepared for them and we're lighting up the fire there to let go of their past wounds, all of these beautiful things. So whatever it is for you, you can have a jar and put in your lifelong dreams or just take out the lifelong dreams, and when you're manifesting something super specific, for example, like for us is the Bali retreat and the perfect attendees, you can just put in the things that are important to you. You know, like I think I have there maybe, I don't know, let's say 20. And what I also did, because I love essential oils, I love, love, love essential oils. They're like part of my daily routine. I put a couple drops of like essential oil blends, like Abundance, and I think another was Awakening, and what was the another one? Desiring or something like that, like your wish come true or something. I put essential oils there too, because then when I open it, it smells so good. So let me know what are your like visualizing techniques and if this was really helpful for you. I would love to hear from you. Take a screenshot. Let me know what are you visualizing right now. And again, thank you so much for tuning in and sharing this episode with those who you know that want to make their dreams come true. more we share, more we care, more we rise together. I love you and I appreciate you more than words can ever say.